Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling, flying.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Listening to Soul Stream, we're coming to you live on this early Saturday morning, coming to you from the mighty Sierra Nevada range in Northern California. I am your host, John Almada. Good to be here. We are on Blog Talk Radio. I am not normally using this much anymore, but I decided I felt like getting on for the night, and Blog Talk was the place to be. I normally broadcast on Twitch once every Saturday evening, Pacific time, 9 to 11 p.m. I do my show there and then distribute the show. Oh, we got to bring that music down a little bit. And we will bring up the other background noise. Let's see. Yeah, I got a little bit of thunderstorm music. Music, thunderstorm noises, not music. Well, it is a kind of music if you think about it. Nature does do that. But yeah, I've been doing the shows with podcast distribution from the show audio when I do my thing from Twitch every week. And of course, I have the soulstreamradio.com site with all of our paranormal stuff relating to everything we've been doing for years. I'll bring that down just a little bit. But anyway, I just thought it would be fun to do an EVP show tonight and kind of play some past EVPs and broadcast and just see how the show sounds on Blog Talk and just have fun. And I think I might just do this every so often and just see how it goes. But there's probably nobody out there listening right now. But if you are, if you're lurking out there, good to see you. Anyway, I'm not even sure if the show audio is actually getting out. I dialed in and tried for the first time ever the direct connect without going through the phone lines. But for those of you who do want to call in, of course you can, I think, direct connect to me here on the show. And you can also call area code 515-602-9781 if you're on phone. A little bit about myself. I've been a longtime host on Soul Stream, and before that it was Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. My first broadcast show here on BTR was December 31st, 2008, and a lot has changed since that time, but I was there in the big battle days when BTR was just going like gangbusters, and there was so much going on, and it was insane, all the things that were happening all at once, and there were names like CJ EVP, Christine Griffith, who is now Christine Lyons. She's living in Canada now, but she was a big, big time, paranormal P person, well-connected in the EVP world and just a very sweet lady. I've been talking with her. A lot of her shows disappeared off of Blog Talk. And oddly enough, I found 20 of her episodes that I had downloaded and she had nothing. And I contacted her on Facebook the other day, and she was just completely stunned to find out that somebody had copies of her shows. And some of them were really good stuff, you know, going back to interviews with Tom and Lisa Butler of ATRANC, which they are the follow-on organization to the American Association of Electronic Voice Professionals, AAEVP. And they are the go-to people for all things EVP these days. They're right over the hill from me. I'm in Northern California in Shingle Springs, just outside of Placerville. I live about 9 miles from where gold was discovered in Coloma. I live on a haunted gold mine. I have ghosts here on the property, and I see them regularly. I'm a psychic medium. I've been seeing spirits and hearing them since I was a kid. Not at all unusual in my family because everybody else had gifts. So we all thought it was normal. Oh, I see I've got a guest. Happy go lucky. Good to see you, my friend. How are you doing? I've got an audience. There's somebody out there. There's somebody out there on BTR that's listening. Oh, thank goodness. I've got somebody to play to here. Anyway, good to meet you. And, I hope you enjoy the show. And, if you happen to type something and say hi, I'll say hi back. So hopefully you're hearing me. If you can tell me if my audio sounds good, I'd be very appreciative of that. But anyway, we are going to do some EVPs tonight. I've been doing EVP work since my first paranormal investigations, where I really got the bug to go out and try that stuff, was in 2005. I did it. I had no idea what I was doing, and I went out and gave it my all, and I had all the wrong equipment, and I still got an EVP or two, and I have since lost those, but I have a very significant library now. I have about, at last count, I had about 4,000 EVPs in my library, and it's very considerable in size. If you happen to go out to soulstreamradio.com, you will see my radio show page out there. But you can also go to my paranormal team, which I'm reforming. We are planning investigations very soon, but it's ghostwriterinvestigations.com. And if you go out there, you will see a very considerable history going back to quite a ways. But I have been pulling in all my old evidence and things together and reorganizing, and been busy putting this all together. I'm in the process of writing a book on EVP, and it's going to be EVP for people that really just need to know the basics going in. And not only that, tips from an experienced person who's been doing it a long time. And I wanted to do something fairly short and sweet that was easy for people to use in the field, and that means that they would probably have their cell phone with them, and they could bring up their Kindle and have a guide right there with me in their pocket. And so we're in the process of getting that all put together, and I'm about halfway through the book right now, getting that done. And we will probably have that out on Amazon sometime in late May, early June. And I'm a prolific writer, as you could probably see if you go to my websites. So definitely, be watching for that. I'm looking forward to having that one done. I'm also in the process of two other very much more extensive books on my UFO background and my paranormal history and my paranormal life, everything that I've ever done in this stuff, going from the time I first saw my first spirits when I was 5 years old, right on up to, the UFO stuff and all that I grew up around. I was in the middle of a very interesting life because my mother's side were all psychics and mediums and people who could predict things. And then my dad's side was the rocket scientists. And he worked for Aerojet General. We were basically the SpaceX of our day. I went into the business in 1985, and I did 32 years in aerospace. So I was a corporate webmaster. I did a lot of information science research and development, and I wrote complete doc management systems, things like that. Did all that kind of thing, but I did ghost hunting on the side, you know. Got into that stuff and walked an interesting tightrope there. When you're surrounded by scientists, you get an awful lot of skepticism and they look at you funny, but I was able to navigate that very well and had a great time doing that. So anyway, let's talk about some of the EVPs I've got. And I'm just going to hopefully these will play here. I'm going to turn off the that off my main board. And let's see. Happy-go-lucky is still out there, so I've still got an audience, I think. Anyway, we're going to talk about I'm looking back here at on my GRI website, something that I recorded back in 2009, and it's a really kind of weird EVP. I was not on an investigation with it when this happened. Back in 2007, my father had a massive stroke, and he had been suffering seizures off and on for quite some time. And April and May of 2009, he had been going through an exceptionally bad session. And I had been on a paranormal investigation in the time frame that this all happened. And when I was at the hospital with him, he was getting treated for something else. He was recovering from surgery, and I was sitting in the room with him, and I put my hand in my pocket, and there I had one of my little Sony EVP recorders. And so I thought, I had nothing else to do. I did not bring a book with me. I had nothing else going on. So I thought, well, why not? Hospitals are supposed to be haunted places, right? And so I went ahead and did this thing of doing the a couple of sessions in there. And I got this amazing EVP. Now, let me see if I'm going to try to play it first and make sure. There we go. All right, so I'm going to play this, and hopefully you guys are hearing it. It is the first things you're going to hear is going to be that sound that you heard, like it was a trumpet. But right after that, this spirit comes through and says, basically, I guide them to the peace. And I believe it is one of the spirits that's in hospitals that wait for people to pass and then bring them to the light. And it's one of my best EVPs ever, so I thought I'd play this for you. Here we go.
Heard it.
This is amazing. I'll play that one more time. Now, there were a lot of other little... kind of other voices in the background there, but you hear them with this, the voice was, it sounded almost official, like this person's job was them working there in the hospital, this spirit. And it's so funny because my father passed about 3 years after this event had happened. And I remember the night he passed, it was in the late February of 2012. And I was, at one point, I was so upset that night, I was just not, spiritually, I wasn't all there. And I remember at 1 o'clock in the morning, I looked over, I saw movement in the hallway, and we were in the room with him, and he was in the process of going. And I watched as I can see spirits quite often. I watched as about a 7 foot tall, black, hooded entity went gliding by. My knees turned to jelly, and my family actually came over to me and said, "What's wrong?" And there was a nurse in the room, and I said I saw something, you know, and I was just kind of babbling, and the nurse grabbed me, and she said, "You've had enough," and I said, "Yeah, I think I need a break," and she got me outside and she said, "What did you see?" And I said, "Well, I'm a psychic medium and I just saw this large black thing go by." And she goes, "Yeah, we see those." And I said, "What is it?" And she goes, "Do you have to ask?" And I went, "Yeah." And she says, you've done your time. You've done all the things you needed to do for your family. Go, we're going to put you down in the, I've got a bed downstairs in, she put me down in intensive care. There was a spare bed down there. And I slept for about 3 hours, and then he woke me up because he was getting ready to leave. And it went from there. But, yeah, it was something else to know that hospitals are that haunted. And it really kind of changed my outlook with hospitals, because this one EVP was so, it was kind of comforting, you know, to say the least, that there was this energy that is sitting there saying, we're there to help the people that are crossing over. There were other EVPs captured that night as well, and I'm going to play a bunch of them. Some of them are very strange and very unusual. All Class A stuff, Class B. Class A is some of the best EVP you can get, very clear, very easy to understand. Class B, slightly less easy to understand, sometimes spoken in a whisper. Class C, you got to work at it to understand what was said. It's one of the most common types of EVP. And then you get into Class D, which is, yeah, something was said, but you really don't know what was said. It was something out of the ordinary, meaning that it's junk. So this one is called This Well Played, and it's a female speaking. I was the only one in the room at the time, and other than my father asleep, here we go.
This well
Yeah, this is it's almost spooky. And yeah, a really weird EVP. The same voice showed up a couple of more times. This one says, "You hear me?" And I was hearing something because I'm clairaudient, but I really wasn't able. I wasn't sure what I was hearing because I was A, tired, and B, you know, I'm looking at my father, and it was just, I wasn't in the right place to do readings or be able to pick up paranormal stuff other than with the recorder in my hand. So, yeah, you got to go with what you get, you know. But here we go. We'll play this one. Now, there was, I don't know what that background noise was, because I don't remember anything making that kind of a hissing noise, but the recorder picked it up. You hear me? All right, here we go. We love it here. We'll come in here. This is that same woman from before that said this well played. And the implication is there was more than one spirit that were traversing the halls. And we'll go ahead and play that. We love it here. We'll come in here. It's so, there's a, like at the very end, you hear another voice speaking, like it's another one of them just kind of nodding in agreement or something. Right there. So, yeah, it was interesting. This, the hospital in question was one based out of Carmichael, California. I won't say the name, but it's probably the only hospital of any consequence in Carmichael. So if you look it up, you'll know. But we'll leave it at that. There's one here from a male who speaks roughly 30 seconds after the last EVP that I was playing here. They were just coming through one after another after another. And I'm still trying to understand what this spirit was getting at, but I have a feeling it was talking about one of the doctors who walked by wearing green scrubs. And the EVP is titled Green Joker.
Green Joker. Green Joker. Green Joker.
Green Joker.
Green Joker.
And you can hear the same female that we were playing before in the background speaking.
Green Joker.
Yeah, she's just talking right alongside of him.
Green Joker.
It's so unusual, you know, to get this many high-quality EVPs together in one sitting. I usually feel good if I get two or three in a really good Class A's in a session when I'm doing my work. Now, I'm kind of an EVP magnet. I tend to get them without really trying. A lot of other people look at me and go, how do you do that? And I go, I just pick up the recorder and it just happens. Does it mean that I'm any better than they are or something? I don't know. I just get them. And whatever it is, I feel blessed to be able to get them, but I get EVPs. You know, go figure. Some people come into it and you know, they're lucky to get two or three in a night. I walk away with 40. So, you know, go figure. But I think it has to do with my mediumship. I think that there's a connection that happens that mediums tend to bring in the spirit. We're kind of like light bulbs, and they come around and want to talk. So I really love that part of it. I love being able to give them a voice and be able to do this stuff. I've been out of it for a while, you know, taking a quick break here from talking EVP per se, but after my dad died in 2012, I kept the show going here on Blog Talk for quite some time. And about 2014, 2015, I was basically at a point where my father's passing was really kind of getting to me. And even though I was a psychic medium and I'd done readings on air here, I did a lot of on-air reading. I basically needed a break and kind of needed to process what had happened with Dad. And it was just a time I needed to take a time out and just kind of go work on myself with all this. And so I did that. And I kind of walked away from all of it, paranormal work, all the whole thing. And it's only been in the time that when I retired out of Aerojet in 2017, I started kind of finding something new to do with myself. And I just started slowly coming back to this. And I moved over to Twitch and I kind of did it off and on. It wasn't real serious about it. But with all the stuff that's gone on with the endemic, if I can say that word, and all the craziness that's happening in the world, I kind of started thinking and feeling, frankly, because so many spirits kept coming around me here at the ranch, I finally kind of got the feeling, you know, they're telling me to do something. And I really kind of opened up and it was like, get your butt in the chair, John. And so that's what I've been doing. I'm back in the chair doing the work. And I'm going to be bringing back the on-air EVP readings. I might do twice a week broadcasts, one on Twitch and then come back here and do an on-air show once a week. I think I can support that. It's a lot easier to do the phone calls, I think, here on BTR because it's, I think, a little more open environment. If you get bad calls on Twitch, it's with terms of service and all that, yeah, that can get you in a little trouble. Here it's a little more, I think, free form. So, yeah, you know, we'll go with what we get and see where it goes. But I'm thinking about doing a show every Wednesday night, come on, about 9 o'clock Pacific, and do a couple hours and have some fun with you guys. So we'll see how it goes. I really missed all of the stuff that had happened when we were doing the shows in our real big heyday here. And I don't know how many people are really sticking around on BTR. I really don't have a feel for it anymore. So it's good to, you know, see somebody out there. I mean, happy-go-lucky is still out there. You look like, I can barely see your little icon, but I know you're a brunette lady. So hello, brunette lady, happy-go-lucky. I like a happy person. Anyway, we got 24 minutes left. So we've been kind of talking about things. We've got this final one that says, I'm going crazy. And like so many EVPs you've heard tonight, they have a musical sing-song voice. It's kind of a characteristic of EVP. And when you really get a great EVP and you've got that sing-songy voice, it just adds something to it. It's just a beautiful thing. So here we go with I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy. I think it's a female, but it's hard to say. Here we go. I like this one. I think I need that for when I'm about to pay for gasoline at $7 a gallon out here in California. So, oh, Lord. Anyway, we're going to kind of bump up to, I'm on the Ghost Rider investigation site. All of these EVPs are available there. You could kind of explore around and see our huge library of archival material everywhere. I'm going to talk about Big Circle. We did an article from April 22nd, of this month. And Big Circle is something that was started, the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena, which is now ATRANS-C. If you go to ATRANS-C.org, you will see that they have an amazing website. And they have been around forever. And one of the things that they were big on is, Big Circle. And the term Big Circle did not come from this side of the veil. It came from a young girl, I believe, who had passed away. And she came through in an EVP talking about wanting to do the Big Circle. And it turned out that a group of people on this side and on the other side started getting together. And what they did was the first and third Thursdays of every month at 8 o'clock local time, whatever time zone you're in, you sit down with your EVP recorder and you take 5 minutes of EVP and you white light yourself. You envision only the highest contacts coming through. And you are able to hopefully establish a contact with your control, who is the person on the other side, who is your guide. And you can bring in other personalities who will speak to you. And then what you do is you share this evidence with other people. Now, of like mind, of course, on this side. And that went like gangbusters for quite some time, but what ended up happening was there was kind of this period after around 2015 or so, 2014, where Big Circle, I think, just kind of died off. And my friend Christine Griffith, who is Christine Lyons now, she had retired out of using CJEVP. She had a big forum where everybody would gather. And everybody's websites kind of just started drying up, and it kind of went away. There were still a few people doing it. A friend of mine back in England was still doing Big Circle work, and there were a few people keeping it up. I made the decision that since I've returned that we are doing Big Circle every 2 weeks, just like before. If you go out to my webpage out on Soulstream, if you go to facebook.com/soulstream radio, you will see that there's a Big Circle group that gets together, and you can join in on this. And it doesn't mean you have to do anything other than record every first and third Thursday. You can set it up on your Google Calendar or whatever you've got, and you can do this recording session, and you only have to record 3 to 5 minutes of audio. That means you can go through and easily record this and then just see what you get. And I will play some Big Circle stuff from myself, and then I have a website that I can refer you to where there's some other great Big Circle recordings and a whole bunch more great EVP from somebody who is now on the other side. But we're going to play this one. It's called Kathy's Grinning. And this was from the last week or so. And again, this is Kathy's Grinning. Let me try that again. That is what I believe this is the voice of another person on the other side who is a very prolific radio host here on Blog Talk. Her name was Kathy Bradshaw. She ran Kathy's Distant Echoes here for many, many years. She came on just a bit before I did in 2008. And she had something like 1,500 shows that she had done. And she was amazing. She's the one that got me into doing on-air mediumship. She basically beat me with a stick until I got on the air and started reading people. She wouldn't take no for an answer. She was pushy. I got to tell you, she's something else. But she got me in there, and once she got me going, she couldn't stop me. So her mission is accomplished. But she lived out in West Virginia and was just an amazing and beautiful lady. And she passed away back in 2016, I believe it was. And that very much sounds like her. So she's grinning to see me back in here doing all this. And I'm really pleased with that, that she came through on the first big circle that I really had ever done. Because even though I had done all this other work, I'd never done a big circle before. Go figure, you know. There's a weird part to this EVP, though. Sometimes EVP can be played in reverse. And what ended up happening was I thought about it and I thought, you know, this is one of those that if I play it in reverse, I'll bet I'll have a new, completely new message. And so I did. And here we go. It says, we hear Jenny. Now, the strange thing is that a very dear friend of mine who's perfectly alive on this side right now was having a trouble with her daughter, and her daughter's name was Jenny. And so, you know, this is kind of one of those strange EVPs that both forward and backward, it had meaning that meant something to people I know or people I care about. And I thought it was just a really, really cool thing. The final EVP capture of that night, I did 5 minutes of video, or not video, audio. And this was actually the first one I captured. I kind of did this in reverse order, but it says teasing me. And it's kind of a little bit fainter, so I may roll the volume up a bit. It's very faint. But it's a Class C. There was a lot of background noise in there from a fan, which I usually record with because it provides a little bit of energy for spirits to use to impress voices on the medium, which is the digital recorder. But that one was funny. It was very clearly said teasing me, and I really liked it. I'm going to go out to a website called Listen to This For Me. It was from a EVP researcher whose name was Deborah Caruso. And I'm trying to find if actually I might go to her other site. I personally restored these sites because when she passed in 2010 from cancer, it was very sudden and she had not known she was sick. And she suddenly, in the course of a week, she went from being perfectly healthy to she was suddenly gone. And I'm at the 1-800-heaven.org site. And then there's also listentothisforme.com. You can visit, but I'm on the 1-800 site and I'm looking for the big circle page. I'm just trying to find it. Yeah, I had to rebuild this site because when she passed, there it is. When she passed, all her domains started drying up, and over the course of a year, everything just disappeared. And so nobody else stepped up, and I tried to contact the family and ask what they were going to do, and nobody did anything. And so I took it over. Sometimes you just have to – there's this thing in life. There's a secret little thing I've learned. And I'm 63 years old almost, and I've learned one thing. 80% of life is showing up. So if you can do that, all things are possible. Anyway, we're on the big circle page on this particular site, and there's quite a few of these. I'm going to find one that looks really good. There's one from a person named Brad, and he says, Joseph. And Debbie says, Joey, and the spirit says, what? And Debbie says, is anyone here with me from Big Circle? And so we'll play this. Here we go.
Joey, is anyone with me from Big Circle?
Now, that's a Class C. And that strange musical thing you hear in the background, Debbie had been highly compressing that and doing a bunch of filters to get that as good as she got it. But the spirit says Brad, and then in the end, it says Big Circle. I don't know what she means in here by this. It says DCX live, DC6 live conversation recorded in silence.
Joey, is anyone with me?
At the very end, you can kind of hear it. The thing with EVP is you develop kind of an EVP ear, so that when you hear enough EVPs, the conventional layperson who's not heard them very much can listen and go, what's that? And you can kind of pick it out after you've been doing this a while. You can pick out pretty much what they're saying, even when it's that badly mangled, you know. It's just something that you develop a knack for. Here's one called Lillian, we're here to say hello.
He's here
with me, trying to
make a circle.
That's pretty good.
He's here with me, trying to make a circle.
That's actually quite a good communication there. That's a good class B. Here's one that says, hey, I feel the big circle. I feel welcome. It's about 9 seconds long.
We're here. I'm thinking about you all.
That's really a good one.
We're here. I'm thinking about you all. But,
that's actually pretty good. That's a nice class B. I'm going to jump over to from here. You can find this out on the 1-800-heaven.org site. It used to be called 1-800-heaven.com, but when I tried to reacquire the domain, some Japanese outfit had bought it, which go figure, and it doesn't even look like they're really seriously doing anything right with it, but you know how it is. You know, let the domain die and everybody just kind of goes nuts with it. Kathy Bradshaw, who I mentioned earlier, was involved with, of course, with all the EVP and mediumship and spiritual shows here on BTR. And her husband, the reason she got into all this is that because her husband, Tony, died in his 50s very suddenly. And she had begun doing work with Christine Griffith, who was with CJEVP. And she also worked with Debbie Caruso, whose work we just played. And this was part of was something they called Telephone Bridge. And this is kind of what the thing that Kathy really started working on me to do, because she saw how many EVPs I was getting and went, you know, we've got to get this guy going. And then she found out about my mediumship and the rest was history. But these are some of the EVPs that Kathy did in the telephone bridge work, to the bridge to the other side, kind of a precursor to them doing a lot of big circle work. So here we go.
It's okay. You can tell Debbie what the cute little pet names were you used to give me all the time.
Now, what he was saying there, it's a Class C EVP. When she said, what was the pet name? He says, my love boat, I love you. And then he gives her the big smooch. That was exactly the pattern of that he would use and the way he would speak. And so we'll play it one more time here.
It's okay. You can tell Debbie what the two little pet names were you used to give me all the time.
I really like that one. It was cute. Here's one. It's a phone conference call. And it's, I think, Debbie Caruso was kind of moderating it, and Kathy was on, and I think it was her husband that came through, Kathy's husband. Here we go.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, baby. Do you miss me as much as I miss you?
Yeah, that's not as good, but, you know, he was definitely coming through. It's just kind of a, I won't play that one again because it was, like, really loud there. And Kathy was in this one. It says, I'm 30. She actually asked, hey, baby Tony, how are you in heaven? And he responds with, I'm 30. Here we go.
Hey, baby. Tony, how old are you in heaven? Hey, baby. Tony, how old are you in heaven?
It's actually a pretty good one. That's pretty recognizable. Spirits, they just have a gravelly voice when they come through, and we don't know why that is. Some EVPs come in super clear. You can even have the same spirit sound great one day, and then the next time you record them, they sound like they're coming through a gravel machine. And I think it is some kind of environmental thing, or just, you know, the phase of the moon. Who knows? You know, it's we still don't know why EVP happened the way they do. They just do, and it's an amazing thing. But the fact that they're coming through and we're able to get these messages from them on the other side is just it's a beautiful thing. And I love doing the work, and I love seeing this stuff be preserved. You know, I'm going to hold on to this site as long as I can, but when my time comes, I've made arrangements that my stuff gets preserved and all of these sites get handed over too. And we find caretakers for them to keep them going. I'm making sure too that there are other methods to preserve them that will make sure they stay in for perpetuity. Remember, these people's lives, they, you know, this was their life, what they did. Debbie did all this work, and because of her son's death in a car accident in Mexico, and she ended up on the Maury Show, and there's an awful lot of video left of all of that, and she was on, I think, Monster Quest. So, these people really put their lives into it. Kathy did 1,500 shows. My friend Christine, thank God she's still alive. She's in Canada now, but I've been talking with her, and she's looking at coming back. And I'm going to try to get her on my show and interview her and talk EVP. And we'll talk some shop together, have a good time. But I think there's room for EVP discussions and spirit to come back. Frankly, the world needs it right now with all the craziness that's gone on and all the insanity that's happened and, you know, the way the world is right now. You know, I'm just sick and tired of all this division stuff. We need to be pulling together, you know, and people talking together. It doesn't matter who we are, you know, even our political beliefs, you know, can diverge, and we could still be civil to one another, can't we? I mean, isn't that kind of a thing that... it's been lost. So I think that, yeah, we need to just be able to get along. You know, I think Rodney King said it right. Can't we all just get along? I think he's correct on that. So, yeah, look past differences. Look at where we've got the commonalities. We're all human beings, and we all share one common thing. We're alive for so long, and then we pass, and we leave memories behind. And I'm remembering my friends. And they were beautiful people, and they are very much missed. And hopefully you'll discover these websites and find out cool stuff. And not only that, maybe you'll pick up a recorder and try some big circle work and come out and hang out with us and do some recording. Maybe share what you find on your explorations of this stuff too. Let me kind of go out to the SoulStream site. And we're just having fun tonight, so I'm kind of flying it by the seat of my pants. I'm going to be doing a show on tomorrow night. It'll be about a UFO flap that occurred on December 2nd of last year here in Northern California. In the course of about an hour, there were 8 UFO sightings, mostly based in Northern California, and one in Southern California, over the course of 75 minutes, which is just unheard of And a friend of mine actually shot a photo of one of these in Rockland. And we've got the picture up on the website. You can see it as the banner plays on my website at soulstreamradio.com. And go take a look at that, and you'll see some cool stuff there. So, yeah, we're going to be doing the show tomorrow night. I'll be doing a two-hour show on Twitch. Well, actually, it's today. I'll be on later tonight, a long time from now. I'm still thinking in terms of it's still Friday. It's Saturday morning. You know, it's 1:45 in the morning. But anyway, we will be doing that show later tonight on Twitch and have some fun. And we'll definitely be taking people in the chat room and answering any questions and things like that. And then I think we'll do a show here on BTR the following Wednesday. And we'll just kind of make it up as we go again with another fun show. Just playing it by ear. I might do, you know, come to think of it, maybe I'll just kind of think out loud here with the happy-go-lucky as my sole audience member listening in. I've got a lot of background. I've done about 100-plus investigations. So maybe what I'll do is I'll just have people that are interested in talking paranormal, anything. We'll do open lines and see what anybody wants to talk about and just take it from there. And so I'll set that show up tonight before I go to sleep and kind of put that out there and advertise it. And yeah, we'll just do an open line show. I think that'll be fun. And then I'll just talk whatever comes up on my mind. You know, I definitely got a lot of EVPs to play. I can do that. We can talk hauntings. I've investigated just about every place you can name on the West Coast. No East Coast stuff yet. Although I've been back East and I've had spiritual activity I've run into in some wild places. But most of my work has been in, you know, California, Oregon, had some stuff in Idaho and definitely in Nevada, and also Arizona. So that's the bulk of where I've had activity. Some of my weirdest stuff was in Sedona. We might talk Sedona, Arizona. Sedona is a very strange place. A lot of weird stuff goes on there. And some of the people are a little woo-woo out there, too. They're different. Neat people, I'll give them that. But if you go north of, it's funny, I was watching, trying to remember who it was that did the show on Travel Channel. I think it was Ghost Adventures did a episode where they were talking about the hauntings and strange, strange things that were going on in Flagstaff. And it turns out the entire town of Flagstaff is completely haunted stem to stern, and people have had wild experiences throughout Flagstaff. I stayed there one night on my last trip there, you know, years and years ago. And I was going to drive home and just pull an all-nighter to get home. And I said, no, I'm too tired. So I found a hotel in Flagstaff. And I got to tell you, I was picking up on some weird things. So for anybody who wants to talk about Flagstaff and any hauntings or anything strange in Arizona, maybe we'll talk about a little bit of that too. Coffee is a good thing right now. It's really cool to do radio right now because usually I have my camera on for Twitch, and right now I'm just sitting here. I could be in my bathrobe, but I'm not. I'm in my jeans and sitting here with a t-shirt on, sipping coffee. And it's just nice to do radio. You know, you're a voice behind the mic. You know, good old-fashioned radio. You've got to imagine what people really look like behind the microphone. It's kind of funny. Anyway, I'll bet you my friend Kathy is probably laughing right now at all this stuff I'm doing. I sure miss her. I miss all these people. I can't play this one for you as an audio, but if you go out onto the soulstreamradio.com site, there's the coolest video of a ghost manifestation from a light pole. It is the weirdest video. I put this one out on April 10th, and just to describe it for you, it was this woman who's been doing some really interesting paranormal work. It ended up featured on Paranormal Caught on Camera. And she was sitting there and she saw this weird stuff going on. So she turned on her dash cam in her car. She's a very well-equipped paranormal investigator, and she's out on another thing, just a mundane thing, and that's all she had. But that dash cam caught the most remarkable capture of her entire paranormal career. This energy was literally sucking energy out of the light pole light, mercury vapor light, or a sodium vapor light, and it manifested all around like a big fog, and then it just dropped down and floated down to the ground and then kind of bounced a little. And then it formed into the rough shape of a humanoid and went bouncing away. And it's the strangest thing I've ever seen. And I tried to kind of debunk it, and I couldn't. It's either a very, very effective bit of trickery, or you've got a real thing, and I'm leaning towards this being genuine. So yeah, definitely go look for that. Go Google something that, you know, along the lines of Google or ghost manifestation light pole, ghost drops from light pole, and you will see this. The woman's name is Kelly Nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L-L, and first name K-E-L-L-Y. So if you look her up, the video is available too on YouTube, and you can find that. Let's see anything else I can come up with here. We got about 9 minutes left. The hour goes quick here in the middle of the night. Let me go to the Ghostwriter page and just see if anything pops up that's good. I'm really enjoying sitting here talking with you guys. Yeah, we did Big Circle. Good friend of mine just passed away. One of my fellow investigators who used to go out with me quite a bit. Her name is Christine Morris. She ran an outfit called ED Paranormal, and I'm in the process of pulling together a lot of her stuff. And I'm going to play some EVPs from her one of these nights. I don't have it all together yet. Friend of mine, Scott Wise, he's got some great EVPs. Well, let's play a few of these. I don't know that these are all that great, though. We'll try this one. This is from a case called Haldeman, 2020. Female saying, take your time with me. Okay. That's actually pretty good. It's real similar to the hospital woman that I had with that musical intonation. Yeah, that's actually... Wow, that's pretty good. Let me see if I can find another one here. Hannah, the same case. Female saying Hannah.
He was there, and his boyfriend was there. And his boyfriend didn't even want to go in the room.
That Hannah kind of gets injected right there. This person was talking real fast. It's very strange. It's a very strange vocal delivery, the whole thing.
He was there, and his boyfriend was there. And his boyfriend didn't even want
to go. It almost sounds male, actually, the more you listen to it. I think the rest are kind of a rough deal there. Scott is somebody, he's from Pennsylvania, Scott Wise, a good friend of mine. He does a show on Twitch every Wednesday. I think it's around 5 p.m. his time back in Pennsylvania. But yeah, if you go, I'm trying to find where, it's Paranormal Gateway Paratalk Podcast.com. Very long. Paranormal Gateway Paratalk Podcast.com is his website. So give that a look. Let me see what else is coming up here. Let me think. One of my cases, is the Santa Maria Inn. This was a case. This was one of the early cases that GRI ever did. At the Santa Maria Inn, and we were just happening to pass through, And I managed to wangle the haunted room, which was room 210 in the Santa Maria Inn. And I'm seeing if I've got any EVPs for this. Actually, I do on the page for this case. And I was using some of the early equipment that I had, which was a Sony night vision camera. I had my detector. I had all the wrong gear except for the Sony. And I'm not sure that this is a Class C. This is a good one. Class B, help me from that. Now, the room 210 is, there's supposedly a sea captain in there who will wake people up and try to talk to them. And that did happen to me. I woke up and looked, and there was a black figure standing there shaking the bed with me in it. And I looked up and I was like blown away. And then he just disappeared. I mean, I swear to God, this actually happened. It was the strangest thing. But here we go. We'll play this last P before we wind the show down here.
Here, one point, and everything drops off here.
Yeah, right there.
Here, one point, and everything drops off here.
It kind of says help. It says help real loud, and then the kind of drops away with the volume.
Here, one point, and everything drops off here.
Yeah, you can find this if you go out to the ghostwriterinvestigations.com site. You can look under investigations, and it's under our X files. And these X files are cases that I'm revisiting all these years later, and we're re-going through the evidence now that I've had many more years experience. And I'm finding new evidence in the old data, and we're bringing that back. So I've got a lot of cases I've done. So I'm going to add them in one or two per month. It takes time for me to kind of go through these. I got a lot on my plate, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, definitely just keep an eye on what we're doing, and we'll have some fun kind of bringing all that back. We're going to be doing some investigative work in the next month. I'm partially handicapped now with my back is incredibly bad, so cases are a little harder for me to get out to. But I will be launching a couple of cases here in this coming month, in May, and we're going to do an unmanned investigation of a haunted location that burned down some years back. And we're going to see if the ghosts are still there. And then we're going to be doing some stuff in the High Sierra Nevadas now that they're more accessible. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wind it down. My name is John Almada. It's J-O-N and last name A-L-M-A-D-A. And we've been doing this a long, long time here on Blog Talk. It's been a lot of fun to kind of get back on here and just do an ad hoc show for tonight. So happy-go-lucky. Thank you for listening in the entire time. I wish you a great rest of your weekend. The reason I'm kind of stopping like that is the Blog Talk lady comes into my ear. You don't hear her. And she says 60 seconds. And you're kind of like, oh yeah. And I forgot that they do that, you know, but anyway, we'll be back on next Wednesday. I'll set up a show for 9 o'clock and we'll do the kind of the paranormal ad hoc show. Everybody call in open lines. We'll talk everything paranormal and just kind of plan it from there. So yeah, I'm glad to be doing this. So anyway, we have 30 seconds left. Any last things we can think of here? I'm ready for my coffee and to sit down and enjoy a well-deserved cup of coffee. How about that? So happy-go-lucky. I wish you a great rest of your night. This is going to be SoulStream. We're signing it off. We'll see you guys later. This is SoulStream signing out.